Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know. Steph, we're very excited to have a special guest here today, a series regular for four seasons on the Oxygen Network show, Girls Behaving Badly. She's appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Third Rock from the Sun, and of course you know her as the voice of the talking photo booth on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for the past 7 years.
Free souvenir photos. Welcome.
She's the gorgeous and talented Kira Sultanovich. I want to know how you got started in comedy, and were you always so vivacious?
Now, what do you mean by started in comedy? Like strictly stand-up?
No, I mean, what got you, like, were you funny when you were a kid?
You know,
And I know this is kind of hacky questions, but this is interesting stuff for people.
A lot of comics were. Some weren't.
I was not funny.
You were not funny as a kid.
No, I was quiet.
Oh, no. So I used my humor immediately. I'm talking like first grade. To get out of stuff, to make friends, to avoid spankings, which as a Russian immigrant, my parents were like training for the Olympics.
Did they do the belt?
Oh, they did everything.
The snap?
They did everything.
Do you do gymnastics?
I had to do gymnastics, of course. Yeah. I played piano. I played cello. I did ballet, of course.
I followed the Russian immigrant handbook.
And I'm terrible at all of those things.
Oh.
But I used comedy, and so I knew. I went to Hebrew Academy, right, in the first grade.
Why did they send you to Hebrew Academy?
Because as immigrants, I think they got like a Groupon. And seriously, like we went for almost free. I feel like the Hebrew Academy in San Francisco were like, listen, we got to let some Jews in that just got here.
Oh, that's like, right. Like a quota.
Right. So my brother and I were there, and I was, you know, always messing around, always cracking jokes, and not to be disruptive. I never wanted to be disruptive, but I wanted just to be like, look at me. Mm-hmm. I got something to say. So we'd be talking about, I don't know, whatever, the Ten Commandments. And I'd be like, Ten? Don't we need just like one? Don't murder. Done. Right? Like I would, like, and then I would be sent out into the hallway and I had my own desk.
In the hall?
In the hallway.
Oh, it had your name on it.
It was my desk. And I would be sent out there, and this is the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be sitting there thinking up bits. And the rabbi would open the door, and I'm not even going to try to do like his, you know, Yiddishy accent. He's like, are you ready to join the class? And I would do my bit that I was rehearsing while I was out in the hallway. The entire class would erupt into laughter. The laughs washed over me, mm-hmm, like a warm, fuzzy feeling. And he would say, well, I guess you're not ready. And he'd slam the door in my face. But I was just ecstatic.
You were like, I did it.
I did it. Yay. And it was success for me.
See, I tried to do the same thing, but nobody laughed. And the teacher just threw me out.
So did you really have to sit out in the hallway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I yelled out impeach Nixon once. And
what's a peach Nixon?
Impeach.
Oh, impeach Nixon.
Because this was the 60s.
Sure. I wasn't born yet. Yeah. Sorry, should I not offend the host like 5 minutes in?
Yeah, really.
Sorry, that's
okay. I feel older than I look. It's
you
okay.
Look amazing.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You look amazing.
That's a good one.
You look amazing. For a 100-year-old, you look very hot.
Shut up.
Your husband is very hot.
I'm sweating.
No, really. Because, you know, you imagine spouses with comics, like, you know, in their bits. You're like, oh, so-and-so did this joke, whether it's true or not, whatever. And I'm so sorry about the herpes. I don't know. There's a bit. But you imagine
so what
with the
spouse.
Did
you think I was more nebbishy kind of?
Homely.
I don't know. I just, it's just, you know.
I am pretty bad. I'm pretty bad.
You're good.
Hot.
Bad isn't good, right? Yeah.
You're fat.
So good stuff.
P-H-A-T.
B-H-A-D.
You're fat.
Oh, I'm having a flash. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie's having a hot flash right now.
Do you see it?
I know it's very scary.
I'm sweating.
I mean, there's a little bit of smoke coming out of your ears.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
It sure is getting powerful warm in here.
What the hell's the matter with you?
I have to get naked. Hold on.
Oh, hello. I didn't know it was that kind of show. I'm glad I didn't wear underwear.
Really
why
is
taking your jewelry off getting naked?
It's
You're such a Jew. You're such a Jew.
It's bothering me.
My necklace is bothering me.
I feel naked.
All those heavy jewels.
Something's blowing on me.
Wait, I wanted to ask. So if that was first grade, do you speak Hebrew? You went to Hebrew Academy all the way up?
No, I got kicked out right after that.
Oh,
Yeah, so second grade, I was in public school already. Yeah, and I was thrilled.
Did you fit in there? Because everyone's kind of acting out in public school.
In public school?
Yeah. Wow. The kids were at the drop-off. When we drop off our kids, there are kids from the school with like little cups asking for money.
Stop it.
Seriously, it was very
awkward. Do you know what my property taxes are? And yeah. I gotta then give more money because you don't
have
enough money?
Yeah, it was very awkward. We didn't like it.
He goes to a public school?
Public school.
Wow. I can't even imagine what they do at private schools.
Oh, well, we have private too, but we have fundraising. You
we
know,
save our money for ourselves.
Good for
they
you.
They always ask for money. No matter, every email is about money. Every time you talk, say hi to someone, it's about money. Oh, wait.
You
just
have an
wait.
Issue with this. You're
so
going on a little bit.
Can you imagine when the teachers start to go, look, little Johnny, he got to 5 plus 5. If you want to see 5 plus 6,
that's right.
Cough it up.
That's right.
Or else this is where he's going to stay.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
how you're going to tell which parents are doing who's, well or who yes. loves their kids. Yes. It's like, where's your kid at the timetables? I don't want to talk about it. He's stuck at 3s.
That's right.
That's actually the name of the fundraiser every year, the annual fundraiser.
It's stuck called He's threes? Stuck at threes.
Yeah, and not, that was last year. This year it's cough it up.
Stop it. Oh, you know, this is what I have to look forward
yes,
to.
Yes, you screwed.
Wow.
Yeah, I got 8 emails about, they go, we don't want to recommend how much money you should give, $15. We don't want to say, just give anything you want, $15. No. Like they write.
It's like the Obama campaign. Are they using the same
tactic?
Same
they
tactic.
Go, just give whatever you can, $15. Like they have in quotes. Seriously, I'll show
I get
you.
An email from Obama almost every day. And I have donated online. And there's a glitch in their system which pisses me off because it says, Kira, we know you're a supporter. Why haven't you donated online? How'd you get my email?
I did.
That's how you got my email. I don't want to get political. You guys have a lot of money, so you're probably for Romney, which is totally fine.
No.
We can still be friends.
No, we're not, because he's not pro-Jew.
I'm not talking
about
it.
No, pro-choice. No, I'm for Obama.
I'm talking about God today. That's all I want to talk about.
Oh, that's not as controversial.
I want to talk about circumcision.
And drinking.
Can we talk about circumcisions?
Yeah, we need to talk about this.
That's a little painful for me.
No, but don't you remember?
You remember yours?
No.
He was drinking.
But I know somebody who had one at 70, which was, I'm sure, very
70?
Who is that? The skin was so hangy, they didn't even have to cut it.
My friend's uncle in Italy decided he wanted to become Jewish.
Stop it.
And they gave him a circumcision in Sicily.
Okay, well.
It's a Sicilian slice, I think it was called.
Oh, no. They just put him in like the salami
slicer.
No, it's
true. It's really true.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's an awful deli joke.
Why? You don't have, your son doesn't have a circumcision?
He is. He's circumcised. Oh. Of course, I'm not an animal.
So you can't go back on that now.
I don't want to.
No.
So what's the question?
It's the granola crunchy tree hugger moms in Los Angeles.
Well, how do they know he was circumcised?
Exactly. What are they doing all up in his diaper?
That's right.
What are they doing up in his
business? Do they ever see his pee-pee and go,
Yes, that's how they first found out. I was in a mommy group, and I happened to be changing his diaper. He was like 6 months old. And one woman, I'm like, get out of my baby's pants. Like, what are you all up in his business for? She gasped. She almost like took the air out of the room. She was like, oh, how could you mutilate his genitals like that?
Were you at a church group or something?
No.
Where are you? There's so many Jews here. What?
Yeah, she doesn't
yoga
have
mommy.
The Jews.
Oh, I don't hang out with
she
a lot of
Jews. She needs Jews. I told her I'll be her Jew.
Everyone should
friend.
Have a couple You're Jews choking. In their life. Everyone should have a couple Jews.
I've seen one once on the TV.
I am their Jew. That's the problem. They're all like, we need a Jew. So I'm their Jew.
So you need,
a
Jew.
I need a Jew
just
too.
Just like at your school. It's the same situation. You're reliving
right,
it.
Right. I'm going to show up to your kid's school with a cup saying, please put a Jew in my cup. Please. I'm collecting Jews.
That's right.
Oh, that's not good. You don't ever want to collect Jews.
So tell us about.
I
so
don't.
Wait a minute. So nobody gave you a heart. Your parents didn't give you a hard time for
honestly,
acting out like that?
Oh, when I was a kid, we're going back to that?
Yeah. I'm
sorry.
So,
I was imagining penises.
Oh,
we were doing foreskin.
Listen, okay. I got to keep things
back
on track.
Yes, great.
I'm
yes.
the only one who doesn't have enough medication in me to forget completely.
Okay,
got it. What would you like to talk about?
No, I want to just go. I want to know why you didn't get in trouble for yelling out stuff in school.
She did. She got expelled. She got thrown out.
I did. We left.
Yeah, but that just didn't stop you.
No.
It encouraged you.
No,
on some level.
Nothing stops me. How I've been doing this for a long time. You get hecklers and bad audiences. That hasn't stopped
how
me
did
either.
It, yeah, but at that age, a kid, like I'm just talking about me.
Right.
I get shut down very easily.
Right.
If somebody doesn't laugh, I'm and I say something funny, I won't say something funny again for another 5 years.
Right. And that's why you're not a comic.
Right.
Yeah, you
exactly.
can't take it.
Exactly. Here's the thing. My
that
parents, the only thing I really got from them, so if you can imagine, we had just immigrated to this country. So they see, you know, schools, like I got in trouble at my public schools too. Every school I went to, elementary, junior high, high school, I was in the principal's office. Every single one. And so what freaked them out more, they didn't care that I was a bad kid. They were like, listen, we do not want to have to leave this country. Like, they thought that
the
government
is
calling you in. No, the government is calling you into their offices. And so they were like, do not make trouble. We are not citizens. Because we weren't citizens until I was like 8. That's when we turned citizens.
They were scared.
So they were scared. They were like, do not make trouble for us. We come here a very long way.
They must have been freaking out.
Yes. So that's why I got in trouble more, because of like, they didn't want to get deported.
Did they punish you? Like, did you get punished?
I mean, they punished me by, you know, just being my parents. Mm-hmm. That was punishment enough.
Did they call, they call them into the principal's office?
Yes. And so every teacher that was sitting there next to the principal that was sitting there with my mom and me.
Oh, my God. They must have been sweating.
Kira is a, you know, she's very disruptive in class. And my mom would say, tell me about it. She's disruptive at home. I don't know what to do. You tell me what to do. So they were like, this is pointless, because this woman, obviously,
she needs help.
She needs more help than we do.
Yeah.
So they would feel sorry for my, okay, we'll try to work with her. But I wasn't like, I never wanted to be a bad kid. That's the thing. So I've actually gone back to my high school and apologized. It was never, I didn't want to be like that douchey kid. I wanted to just entertain. That's
right,
all I wanted to do. And it might have come out wrong because I was an amateur, just like any open mic. It takes a little while to, you know,
develop
my act. But I never wanted to be obnoxious. I just wanted to make people laugh.
But you did do that. You weren't an amateur because you were making them laugh. It just
I was.
They didn't need that in the classroom.
Right.
Because they're trying
to. So who did you apologize to?
I went and apologized to a couple teachers.
And were they like, no, what are you talking about?
Exactly. Which I wish they would have said the opposite, because then I'm like, no, 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 no. If it wasn't a big deal, then why did you make it a big deal back then? I think they either forgot, or they don't care, or they're old now.
Well, they had to make it a big deal, because if they didn't make you an example,
right,
everyone would be like, you'd have jugglers and
people
on
pony rides,
like
absolutely.
Unicycles.
Yes, a wild bear on a bike. Yeah, of course.
So they had
that
to
would
do
have
something.
Happened.
They
no,
had to do,
I mean, look,
were you
they,
in plays and singing? Are you a singer?
No, not a good singer, but. Yes,
but
they
you acted?
You. Yeah, I was like in all the school plays, and I try to do everything because I felt like everything I do, I have a new audience. So, you know, I ran track so I could make the cross-country kids and the track kids and the athletes laugh. I did, you know, I mean, I try to do everything because I was just always looking for an audience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
That's the name of my book, I think.
Always looking for an audience.
Like
it. That's good.
It's the truth.
And does that carry on until today?
Yeah. Why do you think I had a kid? My husband heard all my bits.
Listen up, kid.
I gotta work out some new material.
Well, listen, my thing is like,
I thought for him to be the audience.
Right.
Yes. The audience.
Oh, yeah, but
my husband's heard all my bits, so now I got a new audience member.
But doesn't he? Are you integrating stuff into your act about
course.
The kids?
Of course.
Yes.
Why are you yelling at me?
Yes,
I didn't do anything to you.
No, when our 12-year-old says that's what she said, now we have a problem. Like, because I'm always like, that's
and
what
he knows
said.
Exactly when to use it.
It's
that's
like
hilarious.
I go, we should stop doing that.
Now I'm like, this thing is really hard and slippery, and he's
that's
like, that's
what she said. You know? Oh man! And then he has that sound effect, boing.
No, he doesn't do so.
12 must be, is that just awesome or is it awful? Like, it's straddling both,
it's
right?
It's a little weird that because our son is like bigger than us. His voice is changing, but he's still goofy and he wants to sit on my lap.
Oh,
like, you know?
Yeah. So he's.
And you'll also be very surprised that our public school that he's in is very sheltered and very kind of behind.
Really?
Most of the kids in that school are sexually not mature yet, and they don't know a lot of stuff.
And you're complaining about
no.
this?
No.
How could you guys
true.
Not be
it is true.
Fiddling
no,
each other?
Talk to Stacy about it. I'm telling you.
Yes, there's no drugs.
There's
like,
no
don't
drugs.
Have drugs.
There's no bullying.
Stuff.
There's not a
no,
lot.
Well, that's good. Well, why is that behind? That's actually forward thinking.
Yeah.
Well, you know
they
what
know,
I mean.
They know
what
best.
You would expect
right.
from
but,
LA public
right.
school.
But they know about sex.
There's no drugs. And
how do you know?
Well, there's very little, because everybody knows.
He's like, I've been asking. I'm trying to score some
No,
lead.
I'm trying to sell it on the playground.
There's
nobody
a lot.
Wants.
There are no buyers. Is what you're
nothing.
Saying? It's the economy. It's I'm telling you. We're still trying to get out of this recession.
They're good. They're pretty good kids. It's also very small. Right. So there's like only two grade. There's only two classes of grade. So
oh,
there's
wow.
only two seventh grades.
You know already. Your child is almost two.
Sure.
And he's
lived
the
life.
No, but you know what you get? You know what you know? What you know is how fast these phases change.
Right. Not fast enough.
For your first kid, you think everything's always going to be the same, but it changes every couple of weeks. They become completely new, different people.
Right, right. They do.
My son is 12. I looked at him this morning. He's 5'8". He's taller than her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's
I'm like, what the hell?
I'm 5'8".
I'm working on his bar mitzvah video. I'm watching him talking at 5 years old.
He's like, that
and that's
no
how
teeth.
I see him. And then he walks in. I'm like, yeah. Ah, who are you?
Yeah, is that
it's
scary?
Weird.
Is
it's
that
weird.
Get out.
Yeah.
It's weird. He has no little teeth. He's doing the video of them babies. Like, you know, Sammy. Oh. Sammy and him as babies. Just like me singing Twinkle Twinkle with no teeth.
Oh,
and
my
then he's
gosh.
Like, I'm like, and then now I'm like, please, Noah, put on deodorant. You're offending. Oh, yeah. You're offending me. You're offending
and a jock
others.
Strap, please. Please.
I mean, I go, please wash your face. Please take a shower.
I mean, I just literally just changed his diaper. To me, I'm 51. 13 years ago was not that long ago
no.
for me. It's a blip
wow.
in my life.
So enjoy changing his
and
diaper.
And take
oh,
a lot of video.
Every time I do a
take
celebration.
Video.
Not of changing his
not
diaper.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with me. I think I have about 3 pictures of me before 2 years old. Because my parents didn't have a camera in Russia. And so
no Instamatic, nothing?
No photos except for in like a professional photographer studio. Or when we immigrated, we had to take green card photos. That's it. So now, that's I mean, your, this kid
you have
has,
that on the wall as a portrait? That
yeah, I do. This kid, my kid has a picture every time he blinks. I'm like, hold on. Let me see you blinking in slow motion. So it's almost probably
overboard.
Know,
but we're overboard too because my parents have no. There's no pictures of them when they were kids either because they were all lost in the war. So they had no pictures. I have no pictures of my grandparents at all of my father's parents. So it's we're like
But we have a lot of Noah and not a lot of Maya because she's a third, and we're like we're over.
We're like, listen, what the kid? Oldest one can now work a camera. He's in charge. You
take pictures. Doesn't even know where the third one is half the time.
Where is the third one?
She's at school. Thank
How
God.
Do you know you don't have a thank fourth God. One? How do you know? You can't even
I
be
could.
Too sure.
Well, whenever she's screaming, because Noah's almost 13 and a 3-year-old's always whining in the house. And he's like, you had to have the third one, didn't you? You had to do it. He's
That's
like,
hilarious.
She's
did you,
always.
Did you videotape your circumcision?
No.
Nobody.
No.
They don't let you.
You
actually.
Didn't have a big party though.
No, we just did in the hospital.
Oh, hospital.
My OBGYN did it, but he's a Jew, so I feel like he's a moil.
Okay.
So it was close enough.
And it's good. It
but
looks good.
It looks
good.
Amazing. Good. I have pictures of the penis.
Good.
Of course, I
good.
Carry that with me. No, here's
later.
I still
honestly,
have a lawsuit pending against my moil, but
stop
that's
it.
A whole other story.
What did he do?
No, I don't want to. I am not.
Show me on the microphone stand where he touched you.
You mean on a microscope?
No, he cut off too much.
I don't want to talk about it. It's
took
okay.
off half of it.
You know what? You have a great personality. That's all
okay,
that matters.
That's all that matters.
It's
right,
true.
Right.
It's true.
Thank you.
You know, honestly, I was on the fence. I was not going to have him circumcised.
Really?
I was on the
what
fence.
What was your conflict?
My nephew, well, he was born in the Soviet Union as well, right? So we all immigrated, and they don't circumcise in the Soviet Union because that's religious, and there was no religion allowed, communism, right? So when he came to this country.
Is your brother?
Was that? Circumcised, yeah.
Oh.
Later in life.
Oh, really?
And my nephew at 13.
Oh, at the bar mitzvah.
My nephew at 13.
They combined
he
it.
Had to get circumcised.
Oh, my.
Well, not there.
Why? Why?
Because they wouldn't let him have a bar mitzvah.
You can't have a bar mitzvah.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why the 70-year-old.
But they check on your pee-pee, though? Maybe you could lie.
They ask.
I mean,
you
look,
say yes.
Do you
what
really
want to gonna...
start your voyage into manhood with a lie?
Are you a Jew? Put down your pants.
They're not going to check your pee-pee.
But do you really want to start? Like, why have a bar mitzvah if you're just going to start
Because you're 13
off?
And you want the money. That's why. We want some cash. That's why we're doing
well,
it.
Well, he's the only person, you know, that I could talk to that had it both ways. He's now 25. So I called him. Like, literally, like the epidural is coming, going into my back. And I called him, like, tell me what to do. The baby's coming out. And he said, look, when you're 13, you know what it's used for, right? You know, you understand the operating instructions. And I prefer it circumcised. Boom, that was it. We had the baby. We circumcised him. Because I really was on the fence. Because I, you know, you just...
And if you wanted to have a Jewish girl, you should have well, them circumcised. Yeah.
Listen, these yoga mommies that I'm talking about that like I had to leave that group, they were, you know, they're like all of a sudden like Jukipedia.com. No, you're still considered Jewish even if you're not circumcised. Oh, no. You, and I'm like screaming and yelling like Anne Frank in the attic. But I'm a Jew. I'm a Jew. I'm not even that Jewish. But I started like just, you know, waving my Jew flag because I thought anything to get them off my back. Mm-hmm. But they are intactivists. That's what they're called.
I've
they
never
are called intactivists.
What is that?
Intact. Keeping it intact.
Activists who are for intact, keeping it intact.
For your body
I know,
intact?
I did
You're keeping
not
Keeping your penis intact.
About Just about your penis.
Right.
See, so, I don't have any granola friends because they exercise and I'm against that.
Right.
So I stay away from them.
Yeah, a lot of yoga, a lot of hiking.
Like yeah, no.
So they're into breastfeeding,
yes,
obviously.
Of course. Very yes. breastfeeding.
And vaginal births.
Yes. Which I did all those things. So that's, I'm not for or against anything. Honestly, again, there should be one commandment. Just don't be a douchebag. That's it. Like just be a
douchebag. I like that.
Well, that's the main.
That's a good,
so whatever
a good
you want to do, you want to breastfeed? Great. You don't want to? Great. You want to have the baby out of your ear? Fine. If it's healthy,
well,
who
the
cares?
Problem is that people think that their way is the
They're
right
judging.
Way. And
judges.
Then they become exactly. militant about it. Like vegetarians. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
Leave me alone.
Unless I'm beating you with the bone from my prime rib, how does it affect you?
Right.
How does, and yes, they say, well, the cows, they release methane gas and it affects the whole world. Listen, if it wasn't methane gas.
Stephanie releases methane gas.
I'm very
all
gaseous.
The time.
She's going through
very
the change.
Gaseous.
Stephanie.
Give her a break.
Have the changes.
Give
Stop
her
it.
A break.
Sorry.
Hey.
He loves fart noises. He's very mature.
He
can
he
listen
a
to fart noises.
Can you just wait till the show is over, please?
What was that?
He
what?
Could
you
listen
need to erase, delete that one from your
that
iTunes.
One?
What?
That was
that
a
same?
Big poopy, I think.
Oh,
might have been
that. Was, that?
Yeah. Is that a poopy?
I thought it was the same circus one that you used earlier.
Yes. So, but the thing is, do you want? Are you gonna? Are you raising your child Jewish or not Jewish?
We don't know. My husband's Catholic.
I know. That's
yes,
a problem.
You know,
but
a problem.
Are
what do you
gonna,
mean it's a problem?
No, I mean...
Because it comes with Catholic in-laws.
Yes, and they
yeah, but
they
how have, long are they going to be alive? Are they
you know,
they're young?
They're
not
God
that,
willing.
They're not so old, like your parents. But no, so you are you going to have a bar mitzvah? Because then it matters with the pee-pee. But he's
right,
already
but
circumcised,
he's
circumcised, so
I don't know. I don't...
Do you want
I don't
all...
Know. It's kind of too...
Do you want the Jewishness to die with him? Is that what you want?
No, but
why
are
you giving her a hard time?
Here's what it is, honestly.
She is causing, we have to make up for those boy. 6 million Jews.
Yeah,
but
right.
you're
you
being just
three.
As militant about.
Oh, yeah,
you
sorry.
Had three or four.
I
don't
just,
know for sure
I
how
just,
many kids
I,
you have.
I'm sorry, I got into a little
Is
Jew
your
head.
Hamster circumcised?
My hamster, no. He's
oh.
not going to be bar mitzvah, though.
He's not.
There's a dog.
No.
The dog likes
the dog.
Oh, the dog is here?
The dog
yeah.
is passed
he's
out.
Right next
he's smelling
to...
my feet, and he's passed out right underneath my feet, and I feel terrible.
Is he no. bothering you?
You know, the thing
no.
is, that I kid, but really, like, this was a concern because I didn't grow up religious at all.
Right.
At all. My parents didn't celebrate the holidays.
I think just
at
being
all.
From Brooklyn, though, it's just automatically you are an uber Jew.
Her
no,
parents were,
no,
her
no.
grandparents were ultra religious.
My mother.
And they lived in a neighborhood where and not everybody was religious, so her parents.
My mother went the other way.
Felt
she, like,
jealous of all the other kids.
Yes, she wanted cheese on her hamburger.
Right.
She, they were from Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn.
I feel like I know where that is.
Yeah,
and
it's where all the Jews
where all
are
the
now.
Jews,
yeah.
The Russians are big
yeah,
Russian.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm
big
saying.
Big Russian population. And I, and so she went the opposite way. So I grew up with nothing. All my boyfriends were.
But they
Jewish.
Were also. But they were militant about it.
Yes.
Which made the her
parents. Her
must,
right.
Right.
But then because
rebel.
His parents are Holocaust survivors. Now
they wouldn't
I feel,
tear toilet paper.
Right.
On
no,
Saturday.
Can't turn on the light. You know. All
so
the
what
things.
If your kid's school needs toilet paper on Saturday?
That is not
then
our issue.
What do you do?
It's a
what
problem.
Do you, oh no.
Those are the non-Jews. Bring it. So, but so I was really concerned. Like. When if we didn't do something, it would be lost. And
right,
because
but
his parents,
nonsense. When I
no,
met,
because his parents are Holocaust survivors, I felt guilt.
Right,
a lot of
when
guilt.
I met her, she didn't care
no,
like
I was,
about
I
any of it.
I was tearing toilet paper constantly.
No, but you didn't even care about Judaism, really.
No,
at that
I didn't.
Time.
I was.
I said I want to send our if we have kids, I want to send them to a Jewish private school. What are you talking about? I don't
I
want them going
to
Jewish school.
I thought that was insane, that idea, because I was so not Jewish.
Well, you know, I got a book from a friend of mine. You know, people always give you, like, clothing when you're a baby, old toys, books, right? They're giving you some stuff that, you know, to recycle, to be crunchy, to be granola.
I like that.
And
nice.
One of the books was about Jesus, a little cute little kid's book, you know, like the hard, you know, whatchamacallit books, whatever.
Hardcover.
Thank you. Like the kids, for like really yeah. little kids, so they can't rip the pages.
Picture books.
Yeah. This book and so to. My husband was like laughing, you know, he's Catholic, so it was a nice little Jesus book. And recently, I got him a dreidel book.
See?
Not because I'm Jewish.
You want to be even.
I just want to balance it. And plus, it's cute because it's like a little spinning dreidel on the book. So every time you turn the page, you spin the dreidel. It's
I
cute.
I know that book.
But it's more, yeah, it's more like, not because I care. Honestly, I don't care. I don't think my husband would raise him Catholic because my husband went 12 years to Catholic school. So that cured him of that. So he's not religious at all anymore, which is awesome. Honestly, I love that. And I'm not either. So I don't know. I really don't know. I think that just like be a good person.
Right. You don't have to raise a child in any religion today.
Yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
make them any different from anybody else, really.
Right. I think though, because I missed it. I missed something. I feel like, and I'm not saying, I just feel like they should have something.
Right.
You want to go Catholic, go Catholic.
Or
you
both.
You want to go Jewish,
both,
go
you could
both.
The, you could give them the best of both.
But I feel, I do feel like I missed that.
Right.
Growing up.
So now you're like living vicariously through your kids. You're like, instead of a stage mom, you're a stage Jew.
A little bit.
And you're like pushing them like, go, go, have a Nagila, have a Nagila.
Not too much though, because I can't handle too much.
Sure.
I can't handle too
much. I guarantee I'm probably
I don't make challah.
I'm more Jewy than you probably, but because your kids are older and they're in the school.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, my.
What do you mean more Jewy? Oh, like brought up, you know more about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
I went to a Jewish camp. My entire
yeah,
life,
she had
and then
nothing.
I was a camp counselor.
Yeah,
so I, you know, I can sing the
they
song.
They didn't even go on the high holidays to shul.
No,
they didn't
nothing. Nothing. We had a menorah that was electric.
Which that's the most that they did.
I
that was
believe
it.
You.
My boyfriend, I had a Christmas tree. All my boyfriends weren't Jewish.
We had a Christmas tree too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Russia? No.
No. In San Francisco.
They have Jews in San Francisco.
A couple.
Listen, I was very un-Jewy. So if you told me that my kids would be Jewish school, I would be like, you're insane.
Right.
I thought he was insane. I go, I don't belong in Jewish school. I don't know anything about.
And I was going through training at that time, like with Chabad, and I was trying to learn stuff because I didn't have a great upbringing either. And so I was like, oh, you know, wouldn't it be cool if I raised my kids Jewish?
I was like, no. It's like,
and
no,
then I was talking to different rabbis, and they're like, "Drop her like a hot potato.
What?
You don't need to marry her. What are you doing?"
That's offensive. I'm offended by that accent.
Shut him down. All right, so here
so
we
I
are.
Tell you, my father-in-law once. Oh,
sorry.
My father-in-law once got me a little doll. I told you, right? I tell you guys earlier when I got here, this little doll, like he gives me these like little anti-Semitic
gifts. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, with like, it's like this little rabbi that dances. And then once he gave me
I've seen that rabbi that dances.
Yeah, he gave me like they went to Disney World, right? Disney World. And so he got me a Mickey Mouse
with a
yarmulke. And like a tzitzit hanging. Like, you have to go out of your way to be that anti-Semitic. Like, you have to really like, make it a mission, like, all right, kids, no rides today. We're going
to find the Yid
Mickey. I mean, how
I don't
you
even
have to
think
ask for that? No, I've never even seen it.
You can't even buy that in the gift shop. You have to get it on the corner.
Right,
I think.
Right.
And so, I never saw that.
Like that kind of stuff kind of bothers me. So there's a part of me that's like, you know what? I am going to raise my kid Jewish
just to get
just
back
to
at you,
throw it in their face.
But do you think he does it because it's a nice thing, or you think he's trying to be? Like,
I'm
in
sure
his
he
mind,
thinks in his mind it's nice. Like it's like, oh, he appreciates. But to me. Like if I was
a Jew to a Jew could do that, but a non-Jew
sure,
to
but
a
I,
Jew.
Or if someone that's not so Catholic, but if I was like Mexican and he got me like this little Mickey Mouse that like, you know, works outside the Home Depot or something, you know what I mean? Like it'd be very offensive.
Right.
But yet it's okay because I'm a Jew because it's not like, oh, they don't think of Jews as an actual.
As people.
Well, like, you know, like
with feelings,
we're animals.
Well, it's like, okay, maybe if you're Israeli, maybe, you know, that's it. But like, they just think of Jews as like these kind of like amoebas that just kind of shift and go around and incorporate their lives with other people, like that. You know
and
what I
own
mean?
Own studios.
Right, exactly. And then run the world.
I'm not an animal.
My thing is this. Are you doing this to him because you think he's doing it to you on purpose, or because he's just anti-Semitic and he doesn't even realize that he's anti-Semitic?
I don't. They're very good people. All right, just in case they're listening,
don't tell them about it.
No, they are. They're very nice and they're very kind and generous. I don't know if they're doing, like, they give me these little gifts, which, by the way, I think they stopped because I think maybe my husband said something. But
like, so, well, how would that have gone? That conversation.
Him saying something?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he did, because they're Catholic, so they don't really communicate with each other. Seriously, like, they don't say anything. They suppress everything. So I don't know. Maybe he didn't say anything. Maybe he just kind of dropped one hint and then...
Stop with the Jew stuff.
Right, that's, yeah. And
maybe pass the salt.
Right, exactly, you know, exactly. Like, which, by the way, my mother-in-law will come to our house, speaking of salt, and she'll ask me, Kira, where does Mike keep the salt? As if I'm some roommate he found on Craigslist. Do you know what I mean? That happens to live with his her grandson and her husband. I mean, her son. Like, what do you mean, where does Mike keep the salt?
It's my salt.
Do you understand that I pay the mortgage?
I bought the salt.
Do you understand that I bought the house that the salt is in? Like, how does it
That's hilarious.
Turn into Mike's salt? So it's funny that you said that.
That's funny. Now, I want to know what happened after high school. Then, like, how did you get into comedy? Or what was your...
Well, I went to school.
Because girls aren't normally funny.
Right. Girls are not funny,
no,
actually.
They're way less funny than men.
Right. And so
men are hilarious.
We have to work twice as hard.
Right. Especially Jewish women.
Yeah.
Well, Jews have it just tough in the comedy world. But I went to a performing arts high school. So, School of the Arts in San Francisco.
Oh, so that's
still there.
So, what you wanted to perform?
Yes. Yes. What part of earlier in the story did you not?
No, I mean,
we just thought you were acting out.
We thought I was a bad kid.
You know what it is? I'm just, I relate everything to me. And I,
want. Which you should, Craig. You should.
I'm trying didn't really hear what you said.
I know. I heard everything she said. I'm just trying to understand it completely.
Right.
And what I'm trying to understand is nothing got in your way of wanting to perform.
Yes. I mean, I asked my parents.
And you were encouraged.
Yes. Again, I was encouraged in an immigrant type of way, which is not like what you would think of now, like maybe how you guys, well, you guys probably don't encourage your kids, but like other parents
don't like them.
Might be like, oh, whatever you want to do, we are here to support you. It wasn't that. It was like, hey, mom, I want to sneak into a comedy club in like Ghirardelli Square. You know, it was called Cobbs, the old Cobbs at the Cannery in San Francisco. I'm 15. You have to be 18 and over at the time. I want to sneak in with five of my friends. So it's not an encouraging, supportive thing. It was more like, oh, yeah, I like to break the law. It was more like that. You know what I mean?
So
like
my mom. So what
they
she said,
okay, she I'll drive you?
Of course.
Oh,
there you go.
See what I'm saying? So it was supportive, but in this like backwards Russian, like, who cares about rules? Come on, let's go.
Happened to her fear of the government? That whole
thing? Oh, we were citizens at that point.
So they didn't care. They were like, we're free.
We're
fine. Let's just go.
Yeah,
let's go. Whatever we want.
Now we get parking tickets. We don't care.
Screw the government.
Right. So. We went to Cobbs and they said, everyone has to be 18. And my mom goes, everybody here is 18. And they were like, and who are you? I'm the mother of everybody. Literally an Asian friend.
I'm calling my parents to yell at them right now.
I had like a black friend with me.
So that's what I'm talking about.
And then my mom left. My mom left. She's like, you guys have fun. I come back, pick you up. What time? Like midnight? Okay. And so, do you know Rich Scheidner?
No.
Yeah.
Rich Scheidner he was really huge in the 80s. He was like, right. He wrote on Roseanne. He was writing a lot. He had his own shows. He was headlining that night.
Oh, wow.
And I've told him this story, by the way, which he was like crying, laughing. And we were having so much fun. And of course, he saw these young kids like, how did you guys get in here?
You were in the front row too?
Well, we were like, not really the front row, but yeah. And afterwards he came to talk to us. We were sitting because there was a restaurant connected to the club, and he came and he hung out with us and we were sitting and hanging out. And at the time I was like, this is so awesome. But now as a parent, I'm like, that is so dirty. We were 15, Rich.
Ew.
You're disgusting. So I told him the story.
How old was he then?
Oh, like 40s.
Oh.
A gaggle of 15-year-old girls. And he's like, hey, let's hang out.
But, come to my house.
That's the kind of thing I knew when I was 15. Well, I knew when I was 12 or 13 and I saw Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
I snuck into a movie theater with my friend Rachel Dan.
Oh, you saw The Raw?
Delirious.
Delirious.
Raw was much earlier.
Okay.
I was too young. But Delirious sure. came out second, and we snuck in. We said we were going to buy a ticket for, like, you know, My Little Pony or whatever. And we snuck into his movie, and it just changed my world.
Really? Okay.
That was it. I was like, whatever that is, I still didn't understand what it was, but whatever that is, because I'm only 12, I didn't really get that that's like a job. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. However I can do that. But honestly, it took me a really long time to actually get on stage to do stand-up. I didn't do it until after college.
Huh.
Yeah, I was still really...
So you were into it all along. You continued to go to shows, to clubs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In college, I went to school in San Diego, so the La Jolla mm-hmm. Comedy Store. Saw Bobby Lee. You know Bobby Lee? Mm-hmm. I saw him perform, and I was like, well, if this guy can do it. But I still didn't get up on stage. Still
were you
didn't.
Scared? How did you decide to get up, and what was your
I
first
didn't
time
understand
like?
How people. So what do? They write this stuff down? Like, I didn't get it. It did not sink in. How do they make the jokes? Like,
so you didn't think about it all along how they did it?
I just didn't get it. No one sat me down and said, "This is how you write material."
Did you think about how? Did of you go?
Course.
I wonder how they do this.
Yes. But there were like a couple books. I started reading books. Like in college, mm-hmm. like some comedy books and some stand-up autobiographies. And I think I saw like an Ellen DeGeneres book mm-hmm. and I found like some, you know, a Robin Williams autobiography. So I was like reading up on like, oh, so they went to comedy club. Oh, I get it. And I started to piece it together. But it's.
Did you take a class? Like, they have all those classes.
I took a ton of workshops and classes. I did all those Groundlings type of classes.
Yeah, you went
too.
You were in Groundlings.
Yeah, I did. Well, I wasn't that's in the company, but I was. Improv. I went through the school. Yeah, yeah. I went through like so many classes.
Improv is so great.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I wish if I had improv,
training.
I would be really interesting.
Would I?
I'd be really funny.
I would.
You're improvising those sound effects.
Yes. Do a fart one. Go.
But you know, I never did well in the Groundlings because, not that I don't work well with others, but I knew that I wanted to be autonomous. And you have to like write with other people.
Yes, and crap.
Like all that. But like, get to sit down and like write a sketch with two other people. And it's just like, listen, if you guys aren't pulling your weight, I might as well just do this on my own. And that's a whole different world than stand up. If I want to try something new on stage, I can't just say something new in a sketch. They're all going to like hate me and give me the stink eye.
Yeah,
you know,
that's not good.
You got to, but as a comic, I want to change a joke around at the last second.
Do whatever you want.
Do
it. Say whatever you want.
I've even done that on TV, which they kind of frown upon. They want to know what you're going to say word for word. I, on my Showtime half hour special, I did crowd work.
Oh,
I did. Who does crowd work on a special?
I saw you talking to those two bald guys in the front row.
Yes, because it freaked me out. When you see two bald men together, that can't be good. There's something going down.
There's cancer.
Why? Why did you come? Why did you arrive together? And so I did. I talked to them because I have to. That is like a sickness of mine. You've seen my shows. I have to talk to the audience.
Yeah, no, she's
it's
been through
fun.
That too.
I love
they
it.
Say
right.
that, you know, certain situations you don't really do crowd work, but
I do it all the time.
And the more they tell you don't, the more you want to.
The more you want to.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's hard to not do it when you're there.
Right, right. Or the more they tell you it has to be squeaky, 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 squeaky clean. Just in the back of your mind, you're like, I want to say the word motherfucker. Can I say that with you guys?
Yes.
Oops. Okay.
Yeah. Yes,
so I, you know, you have to, there are more rules. So I was never good with rules.
Right.
I'm still not good with rules.
And stand up and rules don't really go together.
There are a couple.
Like, don't set the club on fire.
Don't
take your clothes off fully. Even take them off a little.
Don't be a douchebag.
Don't be a douchebag.
You said that earlier.
That's a commandment.
That's more of like living your day-to-day life. Yeah.
So you did, the first time you did it was college. Where were you when you did it the first time?
L.A.
Where were you?
At this little coffee club in the valley called The Kindness of Strangers.
Really?
Which I think is just
that's so
a
nice.
Very ironic
Aww.
Name. Yeah. And
were they kind?
That's a funny
name.
Yeah.
Do you know Vargas Mason?
Yes.
He was there. He was there. I'll never forget. He was there and he was killing. And I was like, oh man, this guy's not an open micer. This isn't fair. This should be only open micers.
I know. When you're new, you get scared.
Yes. And
people...
I went up and bombed. It was awful. I did terrible, cheesy, terrible, just the worst jokes.
How did you come up with this stuff by yourself?
Yeah.
You didn't work with anyone in a class?
No, no.
You just go, what was my joke? How is Dr. Spock and Mr. Spock alike or something? Or,
you know, How are they related?
I had no jokes. I had questions.
Questions,
they
sure.
They were premises, really. If sure. Now when I look at them, they were all like premises. And my, I called them jokes.
My first joke was, well, I just got back from the doctor's office and it's official. I'm eating for two. I have a tapeworm. That was my bit.
I
That's
love
pretty
that.
Good.
Oh, come on.
For, come
I like
on.
That.
For a new one?
Oh, my tag was, I don't know who the father is.
That's funny.
But I think it's a bad burger that I had in Tijuana or something like
See?
No.
That's good.
Cheesy.
But for a first
that.
Joke.
First joke, it's not
that's
bad.
That's very good for a first joke.
But
I love
no
it.
One laughed. No one laughed.
Really?
You guys, I got more laughs here
wow.
than I did that.
But it also may have been, nice. You may not have been comfortable.
I don't think I your timing probably was good.
And you would have you were probably freaking out and
you
all
weren't yeah. confident in the tapeworm.
And what's no, the tapeworm bit is strong.
It is. I think you should.
I
try
went
it.
With a boyfriend at the time who did like all of these what I call Monopoly jokes, board game jokes, where it's like, remember Monopoly? How yeah. it always ends like, you're cheating, grandma. It's always like these like cheesy, like, remember that game, this?
That's
remember
like
that?
Judy Carter's. You know what makes me mad? That's how you write all your jokes.
Right.
You know what makes me sad?
Well, he did great.
Oh,
it was
really?
His first time on stage, too. He killed. He goes, this stand-up thing is easy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then, of course, he never did it again. And then I
and your tapeworm took off.
And my tapeworm, it's that's how I opened my Showtime special.
I think you should. I like that.
Can you imagine if I did it again?
Then.
If I did.
You can
now,
say that's your first joke.
Bring,
it's funny.
Bring it back. Laugh Factory on Wednesday nights has old joke night.
Really?
You bring back your old jokes.
That is cute.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. And
I
so
like that. I have
I'll
my
do
father's.
Do some comics not want to do that, maybe?
I mean, I'm sure that they probably have dropped them, obviously, for a reason.
Right.
Because they were awful.
Like for her, she just loses them.
I just can't find them.
Yeah.
She
write loses
them
my
down
pants
and
she loses her joke. She does.
Who loses
I
pants?
I can't give her my laundry anymore.
Yeah, I have to feed my child.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your kid. I forgot about your kid.
Are we out of time? Or do we have
I don't know. How long do you guys
you
do
know
this
what?
For?
Why don't we go? Does he like cheese?
Well,
straight cheese? Every kid likes cheese.
I want to play at least one
allergic
game.
Allergic to cheese, too?
And I wanted to play your. I wanted to play some of your stuff. And I wanted to play your game. Do you
okay.
Can you want to feed him and come back, or do you want? Can we go for like another 5 or 10
what do you
minutes?
Got?
5 minutes.
Well, what does he eat? Tell me.
I have a little like I just always bring like a little travel pouchy thing. You know?
I'm under
so
pressure
feed
now.
The kid.
From
okay.
now on, there's
and
no schmoozing. There's no schmoozing before the show.
All right, feed the kid.
You come well, in and you do the show.
What time?
Then
is
you
it,
schmooze.
12?
This right. is a parenting show. I figured I could you know stop and change
the
a diaper.
Kid.
You
want
to breastfeed him while you're doing the show?
Want to change?
Yeah, it's dried up.
Want to change him? Feed him. Do what you got
it. I just got to go look at him.
Go look
go
at
him. Can I just go
see
look at his
right.
face?
Do what yeah. you have to do. While she's breastfeeding, here's Kira on her Showtime special talking about her mom and how her mom is superstitious.
Do you know what happens if you whistle in the house? Do you know what happens? Of course, you should know. All the money get together, fly out the window.
I love that.
Then a monkey will rape you. That doesn't even make sense. No whistling in the house. And then if you leave the house and you forget something, oh, you can't come back inside to get it. Are you crazy? Something bad will happen to you. What do you forget every day on your way to school when you're a kid? You always forget something. Your lunchbox, your jacket, something's going on. I would come running back home. My mom's freaking out. Don't you come back in the house. I'll drop it to you. From third story. I would go to school with like zipper lacerations. I had a gash in my eye from my lunchbox. I'm so glad I didn't go back in the house. Oh my goodness, something bad might have happened.
We're back.
All right, okay. I just want to say this. I could do it on a different show, but I got to just put this in. My parents were so not supportive. So I'm just jealous. That's all. Oh my God. First of all, I was embarrassed because they had accents, which I can't.
My parents have very thick accents.
I know, but I guess it's the way I saw it. I thought my parents were different. My parents also felt different. They felt like they didn't fit in.
Right.
They felt like they were prisoners.
Where are they from?
They're from Poland and Czechoslovakia.
Oh, so, okay, okay, I see. So where were you born?
I was born in New York.
Okay.
But, you know, they came after
that's
the war.
That's the difference. That right. is the difference.
They were when prisoners. You're
born, well, yes, of course, their background is very different. But when you're born here, you are not constantly told that you are an immigrant. And so you, I feel like my friends that were born here, but their parents have accents and were immigrants, they feel like, oh, this is embarrassing. I feel yeah. so different. But I was always told, we all came together. You're not from here either. So I yeah. never felt like, I just felt like, well, I'm like them.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I don't have it. An accent.
Okay, now I understand.
Oh,
and
that makes sense.
And that plus, anytime I said I wanted to do something, my parents would say, Jews don't do that. We're
right.
Jews. Jews don't play the drums. Jews don't tell jokes. Jews don't do
Jews
those types. Whatever.
Drums.
Oh, yeah. Jews don't drink.
Jews that don't drive. You know, Jews don't drink. Jews don't drive.
So what they did was they took their fear.
They beat him
and
down.
And they put it on you.
Yeah. Because
that
completely.
Was their fear of like, well, they everything. Never did anything because look at their life. Their life was just survival.
Right.
Right. So they took that and they said, well, no, just don't do anything.
And not only could they not tell a joke, they couldn't speak out loud or ask for food or they would get shot or beaten or whipped. Or the dogs would be let out on them. So
right.
they could not be expressive in any way.
In
so
any way.
For me, it was just a dream to always be expressive, but I never could do it.
Right.
So until I got to be 50 years old and I built a stupid little studio in my own house.
Oh, man, we need to get a therapist yeah. in here.
He's had really work. He's
somebody
done work.
Help me.
He's done work.
This is a picture, this finger painting.
This is with a lot of work.
No,
work.
I absolutely understand what you're going through,
you should,
and
yeah.
it all makes sense.
Do you have a paper bag I could bring
in? He's hyperventilating. He's having a panic attack.
Here's what we have to remember, and as parents, and looking back at our parents, they worked at their capacity. They
yeah.
did what they could do with what they knew. Because trust me, I have a lot of issues with my parents.
I'm not blaming them anymore.
Of course. Anymore. Good.
Right.
That's
You've
good.
Done. Today.
Look,
today's the day. Today.
Now, if there was some sort of Judaic rehab, would we all be in it? Absolutely. Until that day, they don't have a 12-step program for Jews. We got to just figure it out on our own. But yes, I can understand
right.
how, yes.
We're not going to stay here all day, so let's cut to
but
the chase.
But we could. I know we could. I know we could
yeah.
talk forever.
Sleepover.
As a matter of fact, I couldn't have any as a kid.
Because,
sleepover?
Yes, because my parents, it freaked them out. They didn't understand the concept of everybody sleeping on the floor in one room. I'm not kidding you. My dad was like, this is why we left Russia.
Yeah.
Like I told him, I want to order pizza. I want us to like eat out of Chinese food boxes. Like that's what was cool to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, then we should have stayed in Soviet Union because we all lived in one room. We all slept on the floor. And I actually went to our little one room studio apartment in Lvov in the Ukraine and saw it.
Oh my
we
God.
Knocked on the door and the woman that lived there let us
gosh.
In. Yes.
You have a brother too?
I did. He passed away. Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's why when you said your father had a heart attack at 48, my brother had one and passed away at 38.
Wow.
Did he have any indication whatsoever?
You know, that's the first question people ask me.
Because we want to know for ourselves.
Of course. You know, it's hard to say because a lot of men will have medical issues and not talk about them. Or try to, it'll go away. This is hurting me.
See,
right.
I tell you that.
No, that's different. But then there's I thought there's also people who don't feel a thing and don't
did
have
he
any
have
inclination.
Stuff?
We think he did, but he just didn't really, because he did change his diet and he started to exercise more.
Oh.
He wasn't overweight. He was not, but 10 years ago he smoked, but he hadn't for 10 years.
Huh.
I honestly think stress. I think that's the number one
killer.
So
it's like a sudden thing?
Yeah.
What was he stressed about?
My sister-in-law.
Oh, he was married.
Yeah.
Kids?
Oh,
God. Yeah. My nephew was 12 at the time.
Wow. Oh. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
How long ago?
9 years.
Wow. You don't talk really about it ever, do you?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I mean, like in situations like this, of
yeah,
course,
yeah.
but not on stage because
no.
what do you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, there's nothing to do with that.
I mean, no. I've tried to like...
Fit it in.
Maybe. not even do a joke about it, but like... I'll do jokes about my brother, but I won't say that he's passed away.
Right.
I make
I
it like he's still
too.
Alive. Yeah.
No.
About my brother? You do that too?
About
yes,
her parents.
I talk about your brother and his bitchy wife. I do that all
well,
the
she
time.
Still talks that her parents are alive.
Yeah,
alive.
I say my parents are alive.
Because there's a lot
but
of material.
But they're not both of them?
No. They passed away. And they will, yeah. will always be in my act, alive.
Of course.
Until I'm 80. And they're,
it's hilarious.
So yeah, because where are they going to go?
If your parents are still in your alive in your act and... Until you're 80, then that's really impressive.
And it's a tribute to them, too. They loved coming to the
My father loved it. I made fun of my father all the time, and he thought it was hilarious. Like, he loved it.
All right, let's get back to Kira.
Enough death. Enough
death. Please, can't we make it
about me? But I didn't know that, and I'm sorry about your brother. I did not know.
Well, thank you. I know. It's one of those things.
Now, how old's the boy, his son?
Are you close to him?
Now he is 22.
Are you close with him?
No.
No.
My sister-in-law would not let us. Oh. That's it. She cut it off.
Why?
Because
she's an evil
Where
person.
Do they live?
Maybe she
San
killed
Francisco.
Him.
Yeah, maybe.
She drove him crazy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Oh. It really
that's
does.
That's funny.
You maybe he'll reach out to you. When, or you could reach
my
out
nephew?
To
my nephew?
Yeah.
It would be nice. Yeah. I don't know.
Would you reach out to him?
You
tried.
Yeah. Oh. Do you ever
go to the Long Island Medium like Stephanie does?
No.
I love mediums.
She loves talking to her dead parents.
I should take you. You could
Wait,
talk to
you. But you talk to the Long Island one?
No.
Oh. I go to someone here. You should come talk to your brother.
Wow. What if he doesn't
awesome.
Come through?
He'll come through.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do
if
it.
If you pay enough, he'll come
right,
through.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
No, really.
Does she work for your kid's school too?
I know. She brings toilet paper.
You pay enough. It'll all
she
happen.
$15. Okay.
Wait a minute.
What?
So, okay.
Greg has a syllabus.
I'm the one who's running this thing, not you.
All right.
Look,
go ahead.
He has some issues with his parents.
He has control issues.
You're
go
the
ahead.
Cute one.
Go ahead. Thank you.
I was talking to Kira.
Okay.
So bad, you guys are
this
cute.
Is my laugh. Like,
wait, I still need that paper bag. No, seriously. So let's talk about the photo booth.
Yes.
So I want to talk about Girls Behaving Badly first. How'd you get to that?
Honestly, I just auditioned. That was it.
And you auditioned. Want to know
I love that show too. Loved it. When you did the baby store.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Stop
did
banging.
Did you see that? You have to watch the baby
no,
store.
No, I
oh
saw.
Oh my God. With the ball in the mouth.
The ball gag?
Oh,
right,
hilarious.
Right. My favorite is the hamster wheel to calm them down. You put them in a little hamster ball and roll them
that
around.
That was before you had kids, so you didn't know how much true that was.
No so how idea. Do you right. how do you audition for a hidden camera show?
I just did my stand-up.
Oh, yeah. No, but don't they need
try to
you?
Find me.
They need you to be able to be, to like act.
Look, they
like really act and not have and not crack up. And it's just like with the photo booth.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's hard.
You can't break character.
You cannot. And they had about 8 girls that they hired. We took press and photos and all these promotional things like with 8 series regulars
and they dumped them
and 4 left.
They were laughing. Oh. They laughed. Too
no,
much?
They just it There's, wasn't for them. They just couldn't. You don't know until you're in that situation
whether you can.
And
do
then
it
was just myself, Chelsea Handler, Chandrella, who's
who is
an
that?
Amazing.
I don't know who the
actress.
Other one is. Where is she?
Melissa. I don't know.
Oh, now do you know Chelsea?
Doesn't matter.
Why doesn't she have you on her panel? No panel.
No.
Oh.
I mean, I'm very excited for her success. It's very exciting.
Well,
look, whenever a female comic has any kind of success, it's great for...
Not if she's mean to others,
not
though.
If
she
gets
like
it
that.
By sleeping with the Jewish lawyers.
Or by being mean.
And I'm not
like,
saying that's
know,
what she did. But
everyone, you know, it all happens in
she
would have
done it
way.
If she could have. It just wasn't
Everything
available.
Happens the way it's supposed to in this universe.
There you go.
So did something?
I'm a yoga mom.
From the Girls Behaving Badly, did stuff come from?
Well, what was great about that was I could start headlining.
Ah.
So I would headline clubs, and that was great.
Right.
Because now all of a sudden you have, you know, like some time to and some time and some space on stage to really, you know, spread your wings. And I work the road a lot, and I went all over. I mean, all over the world, country, everywhere. So that was great from Girls Behaving Badly. And of course, other things like the Tonight Show head writer called me in. They really weren't having auditions for the photo booth. They just called me in and they said, look, here's what we have. We have an idea. What would you do with it? I told them what I would do with it.
Mm-hmm. And that well, was kind why of do you it. Think they called you in because of
The hidden camera experience, right? Okay. And you have to
which
be fast.
Which is unique. I mean, it's very unique. There's not that many people that you could say have done that.
I have shot 6 hidden camera shows. It's like I'm almost pigeonholed now.
You're
I'm not complaining.
You're the female Alan Funt Jr. Right. Peter Funt. What's his
exactly.
name?
Exactly. I think it is Alan Funt Jr.
I think there's both. I think there's
there are two. Couple. I don't know.
The heirs to the candid camera fortune.
But yeah, so I just went in and I said, well, here's what I would do with it. Again, a hard thing to really judge until you're doing it. How can you audition?
You can't rehearse, practice.
No. Well, the whole day is a big rehearsal. We shoot for not an entire day, but for like, 6 hours.
Photo booth too?
To get a 5-minute.
Now, is Jay nice? Is he very kind? Now, why aren't you on there as a stand-up?
That's a great question.
Have you ever asked him?
Have you discussed it?
And what is his answer?
Something like
don't
that.
Don't be mean to Jay Leno.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Her boss.
I could be mean. Boss. It is. She's not mean.
I'm not mean.
I'm mean.
You know, honestly, it's not up to Jay. He does have bookers, and I think he takes himself out of that.
Yeah, he should.
To leave it up to the bookers. Right. And for whatever reason, the bookers haven't booked me. And I have done well every time I've showcased my set for them. So I don't think it's that. So I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh. You're a lady.
I don't think that there are any politics in Hollywood. but if there were, maybe it's, I don't know. Uh-huh. Is it because I'm a female comic?
Do they have females on there?
You know, they hardly have anybody on there. It's not even a matter of
they
female.
Don't really have
they don't
comics.
Have a lot of comics.
Most of the shows are doing less and less. I
Conan
think.
Is doing a lot of stand ups, but I can't do Conan.
Why?
Because of your.
Because I work with Jay Leno. I think I could probably do Fallon. That would be okay.
I love Fallon. I love Fallon.
What? He's very talented.
I like Fallon. It's a great show, and I could probably do Ferguson. I'm sure there's no problem. But I think because I am a regular on The Tonight Show, I think Letterman is probably out of the question. Yeah. So it's
yes.
Conan.
Yes.
I think it makes sense also to wait and see. Maybe, to just stay in their good graces, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, look, I love my job there. I have a great time.
Do you have a set schedule or you don't know when they're going to do it?
It's never set, but it's always like every other month. Like I was just on in September.
And you came out on stage. Did you come out every time?
Oh, yeah, you come out.
Yeah.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thank
Very
you.
Very lovely. I've
thank
seen.
Thank you.
So whose
Sorry,
idea
I haven't
was
made
that?
As
that
much
was
of an effort here. I apologize. Well, that's
I'm very hurt because we're on the radio.
We're on the radio, A, and, we have faces for radio here.
Hey, Stephanie's speak for yourself.
Very cute.
I know. She's gorgeous.
She is.
Why else would I have stayed with her this
why
long?
Why would you? I know.
Listen, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Kira. So how many photo booths have you done?
It's over 30. I don't know.
Really?
I kind of stopped.
Wow.
That's cool.
And do people recognize you?
You know,
it's
interesting. They do, but the voice, they do.
You sound familiar.
Right. Or they see me and they go, did I go to high school with you?
Oh, is that where it is?
Oh, that's so funny.
That's what happens when you're not somebody who's like really famous that everybody knows.
Right.
Then
you just
think
in their face.
Right. Then you just think that they're somebody that you've known in your
life.
Right.
Did we make out once?
Here's Kira doing her photo booth segment on The Tonight Show.
Senior photos. Welcome.
Here's a couple.
To a free photo booth at Pacific Park.
He wants to kiss her.
Yeah,
she says no.
Sir, no means no.
Okay.
Please take off your glasses.
She takes her glasses off.
Sir, please remove your hat now.
He has a blonde... blonde streak.
Ma'am, please take off your hat too.
Can we leave them on?
Did you guys get a Groupon for highlights?
What? Take a picture of us kissing again.
Only if you kiss her and say, le moi, moi, le moi, le moi.
Le moi, le moi, moi, moi.
And then, sir, you have to say, le piu.
Le piu.
Because you look like that skunk.
That's great.
So how is it now having a child? Do you have a child who's how old is?
Almost two.
Should I say his name or
no.
You don't want? No.
No, we'll just call him Chaim.
Chaim Shlomo.
O'Donnell.
Shlomo.
So now your life has changed, obviously, since then in terms of traveling.
I
and
don't
being on
travel.
The road.
No, I can't travel as much. I have like a 3-night max minimum away from him at a time. And that's
because of your husband so or the rule. Kid?
No, me.
Oh, you.
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Have another one. You'll have
and
a
I'll
week
have more.
Max.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know how you. I can't even imagine. I can't complain because I only have one. You guys have three.
But you know, it's all relative because I remember having one. I was overwhelmed. I was like, oh my God, everything is a big deal. But then when you have three and then two go away, you're like, one, this is amazing. You know, like, so it's all the same.
But you didn't even want to have kids.
I wasn't.
At first. She was like, I want to work in my career. And then my father, you know, the Holocaust
got
a hold of her.
That Holocaust.
Stephanie, get into bed with me right now.
You have big hips. So birth many babies. No, so yeah, it's changed, right? In terms of.
Well, I got more. I'm getting more writing gigs. I've been writing on a couple shows.
Oh, that's cool.
Doing like some.
Can you say or?
Oh yeah, I wrote on a show on Disney called Prank Stars. Was hidden camera.
So amazing how they pigeonhole you. But makes
but you
sense.
Know what? I went on as a consulting producer for the pilot, and I wrote the pilot for them, and then I was in it, and then the show got picked up. So I was.
Oh, that's
you
cool.
know. So then I did a season with them, and then I actually. Pitched a show to Disney and they bought a pilot from me and
nice.
We shot it. So
very
I wrote
nice.
And EP'd that. So that was nice. It like allowed me to stay in town this entire year. I mean, I have gone on the road. I've done like a little bit here and there. One nighters, colleges, of course, but I don't do the clubs like I used to. I mean, I would be at the clubs every week.
So but are you happy with that direction?
Of course I miss the autonomy of stand up on the road. I don't miss the road part. I don't miss the La Quinta Inns and the cheap rental cars. But yes.
La Quinta's not that bad.
It's not terrible. Are you guys sponsored by?
No, but I went to a La Quinta once and I was like, this is pretty nice. I mean, the one I went to.
Sure. The one that was called the La Quinta Four Seasons. you know, but I helped write and produce this show with male comics, actually.
Oh, really?
Alex Raimundo was one of the hosts.
Uh-huh.
And Ben Morrison was one of the hosts and a couple other guys. One was like local to Atlanta. And I helped them develop. It was great. Like, I love that. I love that other side of the creative comedy world, writing the scripts and working with the talent. That was great.
That's really good because you're so funny and you're so outgoing and you're so interesting that it's great that you can carry that over into.
I would be thrilled.
Behind the scenes.
I would be thrilled. Again, I would still do, I will always still do stand up.
Right.
But to stay in town more to be with my kid is fine.
Yeah.
And now that there's that show on MTV, The Bad Date or something, where it's also hidden camera. Do you know what it is? They have to.
Disaster
for
date?
Yeah, disaster date.
Disaster date.
That would be perfect.
The Bad Date.
Yeah, no one's going to date. It'd be more like a disaster MILF. Because those kids are all 18.
I know.
If
really
I showed up, it would be stranger danger.
Maybe you could just write the idea.
Sure. That's a good idea. That is a good idea.
And you're writing for Joan Rivers.
I'm writing for Joan Rivers.
Awesome.
Did you get to see her file cabinet with her jokes?
No, this was we were on the road.
Oh.
We shot a season of How'd You Get So Rich for TV Land.
Oh, really?
So we were traveling on the road.
Oh, is she fun to travel with?
You know.
Or is she nutty?
Yeah, no, she's Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Honestly, she didn't travel really with us because she is on the road. She goes to QVC to shoot a thing for her jewelry. Then she flies to New York to do a show. Then she goes to Denver to
do
an interview.
This?
I mean, it's every day. It's unbelievable.
How does she do? She has so much energy.
Well, she just keeps moving.
But she also gets taken care of. I mean,
people come in and rewire her. She's a robot. So in the back, she has like a little
batteries.
Plate that they take off.
She never stops.
All right, let Kira go.
All right, thank you for being here.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for the mouse pad.
Find out where Kira's performing at KiraComedy.com.
Thank you.
Stephanie and Greg Show.com.